Hello, this is the Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. The Financial Action Task Force on Friday warned Pakistan to swiftly complete its full action plan by February 2020 or face blacklisting in next plenary session. There was consensus on retaining Pakistan in grey list based on its poor performance on 27-point action plan, the FATF said. The FATF noted that Pakistan addressed only 5 out of the 27 tasks given to it in controlling funding to terror groups like the Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, responsible for a series of attacks in India. It was unanimously decided to express serious concern with overall lack of progress in addressing its transnational terror financing risks. Muslim parties in the Ayodhya land dispute case on Friday issued a statement expressing shock over reports suggesting that the Sunni Waqf Board was withdrawing from the case. Advocate Ezaz Maqbool, who represented key Muslim litigant M. Siddiq in the Ayodhya land dispute, said all Muslim parties except the Sunni Waqf Board have rejected settlement as the main Hindu parties to the dispute were not part of the mediation process and its purported settlement. The Muslim parties except the Sunni Waqf Board issued a clarificatory statement to say they don't accept the Supreme Court appointed mediation panel's proposal on the purported settlement to amicably resolve the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid land dispute. Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi on Friday sent a letter to the centre recommending Justice S.A. Bobde, the senior most judge of the Supreme Court, as his successor. Official sources told PTI that Justice Gogoi wrote a letter to the Ministry of Law and Justice recommending Justice Bobde to be the next Chief Justice. Justice Gogoi, who was sworn as the 46th Chief Justice of India on October 3, 2018, will demit the office on November 17. Justice Bobde will likely take oath as 47th CJI on November 18. AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal on Thursday claimed that BJP was confused about its poll strategies in Delhi as its internal surveys have found that AAP is going to come back to power with huge majority. Quote, "They do not know what to do," unquote, Kejriwal said, adding that he had learned about BJP's survey findings through his sources. The chief minister made the remarks while welcoming BJP leader Surendra Chaudhary into the AAP fold, who said he was miffed over the poor handling of the Ravidas temple demolition issue by the Saffron party. The former Gokulpur MLA, who was with BSP before joining BJP earlier this year, said he was inspired by the work of the AAP government. Quote, "I was frustrated with BJP's anti-Dalit politics and impressed by the development work of the AAP government," unquote, said Chaudhary, who also brought a group of supporters to AAP. Kejriwal claimed that even RSS workers were happy with his government's work. Quote, "I recently met an RSS worker who said government schools were in a much better shape under AAP. He said that in Delhi he will also vote for AAP. Congress supporters are saying that electricity prices are very low in Delhi, so they will vote for AAP," unquote, he said.